Hallelujah. Let's just stand this morning. And I just want you to lift your hands, and we're just going to welcome the Holy Spirit in our midst today. Whatever's happened this morning, just shake it off. Maybe thinking about stuff for tomorrow, this week. Amen. But for this moment in time, we've come to worship our Lord. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. We've come to worship him and to give him praise today. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to be in your house today with light believers, to hear a word from you, to worship you, and to magnify you. And when we begin to magnify you, Lord, it takes precedence over everything else that's going on around us, because only you can give peace to those that are troubled, to those that are anxious, to those that are weary. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come and invade this place today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to come and sit upon us until there's breakthrough in our lives in every area, that we don't hold anything back, but we just release everything to you today, Father. Everything to you today. And as we learned last week, Lord, as we celebrated Pentecost, that your church has been empowered to go forth and to make disciples, to witness for you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We're so thankful today. For those that are listening to this service later, we just speak God's blessings upon you. That God's favor runs to overtake you and to know how much God loves you. And everybody said amen, 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 and amen. Good to have Pastor Jerry back with us this morning. Amen. Amen. Looking good, looking good. The word tells us in Isaiah. I usually just don't open my Bible and randomly choose a scripture. I usually have a thought or something, then I'll go check it out and get a scripture. But as I sat at my desk this morning, I just kind of flipped open the Bible and my eyes fell on Isaiah 55:10. And of course, that was a very familiar passage of scripture. So immediately when I saw that, I heard the Holy Spirit say, tell the people to put the word on it. So whatever situation you have this morning, this word is a seed. Yes. So he wants to encourage you today to put the word on it. Sick the word after it, so to speak, as we say in Kentucky. Yes. Amen. And send the word after it. Amen. Yes. And the scripture in Isaiah that we're familiar with says, for as the rain comes down on the snow from heaven, does not return there, but waters the earth, makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And then he says, this is what happens in the natural. But he says, now this is what's going to happen in the spirit when you use the word. So shall my word, he says, goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void. It will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for where I send it. Amen. That's the promise that we have. That's the declaration of God that we have. That every word that has already come forth of from his mouth, when we come into agreement with it and we begin to confess it and to proclaim it and declare it out in the atmosphere, guess what happens? It's going to have the same power that God had when he spoke it. We serve a speaking God, and he has created us to be a speaking people. Amen. A speaking people. And I just want to read you the kingdom dynamics of what this says. It talks about God's word, evangelism, and expansion. The word of God, evangelism, the spreading of the good news and expansion, the enlarging of life's potential under God, both multiplied by the seed of God's word. Jesus declared the word as seed in Luke 8:11, also the source of all saving life and growth possibilities. Transmitted from the Father to mankind, all increase of life within his love comes by his word as human response give place for his blessing. When received, God's word of promise will never be barren. Wow. The power in his word will always fulfill the promise of his word. We never need wonder how faith is developed or how fruitfulness is realized. Faith comes by hearing God's word, Romans 10:17. That is, by receiving it wholeheartedly and humbly. Faithfulness is the guaranteed byproduct, whether for the salvation of a lost soul or the provision of a disciple's need. God's word cannot be barren or fruitless. His own life power is within it. God's word cannot be fruitless. It plainly says that it cannot be fruitless. And we want to see the fruit of God's word in our life. Amen. And I didn't realize, but this goes along with the message the Holy Spirit has laid on my heart today, that God is suddenlies. Amen. So we're going to be talking about suddenlies after a while. Are you acquainted today with the God of suddenlies? So the word is your weapon. It's all you need in life. To get through. Pick it up, read it, pray with it, confess it, love it, saturate your life with it. For within the pages of this book is good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I get amen in the house? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. It is. My husband, your pastor, made the comment, said, I've never been out of church this long. And I said, you haven't missed a service. He said, well, I've not been in the building. So it's good to have my mate with me today when I would leave the other Sundays, I was going home so we could watch the service together is what I was doing. So, but you know what? God is good, isn't he? And you know, and one day all believers are going to be with him. Amen? All right. I have to look back there. We're ready. Amen. No, that's the wrong one. Yeah. That's okay. Hey, we're still learning. The only name that matters. Oh, okay. We'll learn. Hey. We'll just cut this out of the video. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't Jesus good? There you go. Come on, church.
La 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me.
Come on.
Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name. And yours is the name. The name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I see, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me, the only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
Amen.
When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. Jesus. Jesus, 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 just that name. Jesus, 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 just that name.
Oh, I love the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name. Wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. La 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 la.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. Amen. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up. Where? Over there. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm in this world, but I am not of this world. Amen. And there is a difference. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to, this song's been around for a while, but I want to read a scripture before we start this next song. The song is, you've probably heard it if you listen to K-Love or any of them, called This Is Amazing Grace. And I wish if Darlene was here today, this was her song. But I want to read a scripture. And it's in your bulletin. It's on the front page. It says, post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears. Follow with your tongue. And let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener God, listen to this. Woo! Landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. What does that mean? Let God work in me what needs to be worked, if there's weeds that need to be pulled out. And you know, I prayed about this, but a friend had an encounter with a person that came up to them. This friend is black. She had an encounter with a white person that came up and said, now, I'm not racist. I'm not racist, but you know it's wrong for these mixed marriages because these kids are stupid and they're dumb and, you know, they just don't know how to learn. And I mean, I'm surprised she didn't knock him down. So she pulls out a picture she's got of her nephew's grades this year. Excellent, 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 excellent. He said, boy, that young man's got it together. She said, he's biracial. And I say that, not bringing gloom and doom, but to tell you this, you know, I remember a time when I struggled with grace. I remember a time when because I grew up believing that if I got out and did something wrong tomorrow, I had to get resaved. And if I didn't ask God to forgive me, I was gone. Now, we all grew up that way, most of us. But what did we learn? We learned that it's not my behavior. It's I believe in Jesus Christ, his righteousness. Yeah. And when I believe that, that behavior is going to change. So it's the same way with other stuff. We grew up saying this was wrong and that was wrong. And it had nothing to do with right and wrong. It had to do with the way we were raised.
Right.
So what we've got to do is weed it out. We've got to be willing and love to confront people and say, you know, that's not the word. That's right. Not the word.
Yes.
The Bible tells me that Jesus loves me. This I know. Why? For the Bible.
tells me so.
Amen. I remember a time in our lives when we needed a word from God. We were getting ready to adopt Miriam. And we came home for a visit, and it was told to everybody we were going to adopt a black and white child, black child. And it was like, shock. This was 44 years ago in this community. So anyway, we all went to church. We were late that day because everybody was still absorbing what we said. And we walked into that little church that we went to, grew up in. And normally between Sunday school and church, they would sing a little hymn to tell everybody that Sunday school teachers knew it was time for church to start. Usually it'd be an old hymn like, "Come unto me," you know, an old hymn like that. Well, that morning we walked in, you know what they were playing? "Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight." And it was like God poured into us and said, you're doing what I called you to do. You're doing what I called you to do. God's love. So you see, if there's weeds in your life, ask God to throw them out. Yes. God, make me a garden of salvation. So that's our prayer. Yes, sir. I guess you can say something.
You haven't heard my wonderful voice in a few weeks. But she was talking about that, and I can remember years ago in the early 70s when we were in Casey County, pastoring, when we first started pastoring church up there. We went to visit this family, and somebody had asked us to go visit them, and we went by and visited them, and they were religious. They were religious. And the subject of divorce and remarriage came up. And we were talking about it, and this man told me that, and he believed this because he somehow thought that the Bible actually says it. He said, and I'll tell you about this divorce and stuff, he said, if you've been divorced and you get saved, you're not saved unless you go back and get back married to the one you were married with to start with. And I thought, man, where have you been? I mean, that's an almost impossible situation. They left at first because they couldn't get... How would you know that the other one probably that didn't have an experience with the Lord? What are they even... I'm not marrying you again. You forget that. Well, are you going to hell because you can't unscramble an egg? And, I mean, there are so many things, you know, just like the you ladies that cut your hair. I mean, there's some people, if your hair's not down over your shoulders, they would look at you and say, you better let your hair grow out or you're going to hell. There's a lot of stuff that's got to be unlearned. It's religion. It's stuff that comes in. God gives us a truth, and the devil slips all kinds of stuff in to mess up the water.
Right. You know what? I made a commitment to God this morning that this next week I am not going to watch news at all. I'm not going to read the headlines on my phone. I know I'm not going to read the headlines on my phone. I'm fasting. The news. And instead of that, I'm going to put the positive in front of me, the Word of God. Amen. You know, this is amazing grace. It's a time of grace, Miss Darlene. Glory to God. Let's stand up, and if it's new to you, that's fine. You'll learn it. Let's praise Him. This is amazing grace. Glory to God. Yes, hold on. Got to stop my music back there.
You were talking about the news and the headlines and stuff. On, like, the national news, at the end of it, they'll have the 5 minutes encouraging words and that type of thing. But that leaves, even with the commercials, another 20 minutes of all the not encouraging. And they spend, well, let's tell them something good and bring them back tomorrow. But it's just the percentages are off.
I tell you what, it's amazing grace. It's going to be the church. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ in a great awakening. It's going to sweep through this nation. People that are sincere, yes, for God to make a garden of salvation, yes, out of their lives.
Yes.
Okay. We're ready. Thank you, Brother Glenn.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy.
This is amazing grace.
This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Worship him and praise him this morning. Glory to God, hallelujah, for the amazing grace who brings order into chaos.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We're just going to worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to see victory, Father, in our lives and in our children. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anytime, church. Thank you.
weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail.
Come on, church.
Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
This next verse.
There's power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on.
Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giants, 'cause I know how this story ends.
Do you know, church? Come on.
Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, oh. Gonna worship my way through this battle. Gonna worship my way through. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Whoa.
Hallelujah, Father God, it's all in your name. Hallelujah. Pardon? Offering, yes. If you haven't given your offering yet, you would like to put it in the basket. They're taking up the offering. Sometimes we forget to put it in the basket back there, but thank you for your giving. We appreciate it very much. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a need this morning, you know, healing, frustration, relationships, broken heart, that the name of Jesus is a name that's above all names. The name of Jesus. And I just pray that during this time and during this song, that if you've got a need, just stand and receive it from God. And if you're sitting at home listening, just lift your hand and say, God, I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name. I receive that healing. I receive that provision in Jesus' name.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them all as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive.
God of endless mercy, come. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward son, and by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. The breath of God, breathe.
the breath of God now breathe. Breathe the breath of God now breathe. The breath of God. Breathe the breath of God now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. As we call out to dry bones, come alive.
Oh, I just speak to that. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go on with the next one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Breath of God. Breathe.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to him to have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful?
Hallelujah.
Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our souls. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all we need. Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all we need. There is freedom in the name.
Yes.
There is healing in the name. There is power in the name, salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There there is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need,
church?
Isn't the name of Jesus all we need? He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Church, just worship him this morning. Glory to God. Father God, just tell him you love him. Whether you're seated or standing or sitting in your house at home or wherever you are, you may be listening to this on the way somewhere. But I want to tell you the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. I've got to be obedient. We're going to sing this little worship song here, Jerry. You know it. Hallelujah. Kim, you know it. We're going to. Hallelujah. Just a simple hallelujah. David would go to God with something, and he would just bare his heart and soul, and sometimes he sounded depressed. You read some of the Psalms, and you think, man, what's wrong with that guy? But inevitably, always at the end, but he would say, but when I got into the presence of the Lord, he got, you know what God did? God straightened him out, amen? God needs to straighten us all out, amen? Glory to God. Are you ready for preaching? I'm ready for some word, amen? Thank you, praise.